It's Randy Miles on the Detroit Praise Network. I'm really thrilled because I feel like you're my daughter slash niece or whatever the case may be. I have Tasha on the phone with me. How are you?
Hey, Randy.
It's so good to hear from you, Tasha.
I'm excited. I'm glad to be on with you as well.
Now, this past weekend was a big deal for you. You were at the Heal Detroit conference, and that was big.
Oh, yes. You know, it's always good to come home. We partnered with Bishop Omar, my mom and I, and he's taking us to 17 cities, and we're doing it in different cities, and he's really giving information, not just entertainment. And so that's right. Why I really wanted to be a part of it, just strengthening our communities and, you know, giving us that information and that knowledge that we need to take our lives, our businesses, and our ministries to the next level. So it was amazing.
And you say it's always good to be back home. And for a lot of people who don't know, you live in New York now.
I do. I live in New York. Yes.
Married lady, pastoring and all that kind of stuff. Did you ever think?
You know, I always knew I would be doing something in ministry. I didn't know it was going to be, you know, a first lady, a pastor and all of that. That's actually the one thing I said I didn't want to do. So that's why you got to be careful. The two things I said I didn't want to do, which was marry a pastor and live in New York. I'm doing both of those two things now. And so
wow.
I find myself so very fulfilled in doing that. And so it's just, you know, when God is in it, he'll make the transition smooth.
Absolutely.
So I'm happy and I'm living my dreams out. So God is amazing.
Yes, you are. And speaking of, you have brand new music and I'm really thrilled because, you know, it's written and produced by you and Jovan Dawkins, who I adore. and this is kind of an homage of what's going on in your life. Tell everybody the name of the song.
Absolutely. The name of the song is called Why Not Me? And so when my husband and I were talking and he was like, you know, I was talking to him about how I was so frustrated with the industry and, you know, how things are going. People are not buying music and, you know, we're not able to make the money that we want to make and sales are down and all of this, just, you know, everything with the music industry and with my career and everything. And so he was like, so why do you keep just making music just for the gospel music industry, make music for the world? And I'm like, wait a minute. Say that again. He was like, make music for the world, not just for your industry. Mm-hmm. He was like, your voice is for the world. Well, he had confirmed a word that Cindy Trim gave me 2 years ago.
Mm.
And she was like, you know, the same thing that was on Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Beyonce, that's on you. You have to come out of the box of coming out of just the four walls of the church.
Right.
It doesn't mean you have to compromise, but make music for the world. And so I didn't know how to do that. Coming from church, you know, I grew up Kojic. I grew up, you know, in that Pentecostal, you don't do this, you don't do that, you don't sing about this, you don't. So I was trying to find, for 2 years, I've been trying to find a way to really transition and to really do what I feel like God is calling me to do.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I'm right here at this point now where doors are opening because I finally yielded to the plan that God has for my life. And that's to make music for the world. That's where Why Not Me came from. So we can debate about religious beliefs and we can debate about scripture. That's how we have so many different denominations. There's different interpretations of scripture. We all serve the same God, but we're interpreting it different ways. Mm-hmm. And so we could debate and argue about all different things, religious preferences, sexual preferences, life issues, politics. But one thing that cannot be debated, Randy, is that we're all going to go through things. And at some point in your life, tragedy, loss, devastation, it's going to knock at your door.
Yeah.
And so instead of saying, why me? Because we've all said it. We've all said, why me? God,
for sure.
Why me? Why do I have to go through this? Why am I going through this? Why did they molest me? Why did they rape me? Why did I have to get on drugs? Why? Instead of saying that, take control of your life. Say, why not me? Understand that you are equipped and you have been built to go through everything that God will allow you to go through.
Yes.
And that's where Why Not Me came
from. When I look in the mirror, why not me?
Ooh, girl. So you preaching. You are preaching to so many people, and the song is so amazing. And I'm so grateful to be able to watch the changes from afar going on in your life. It's so powerful. And I'm so grateful to know you and watch this going on.
Thank you so much, Randy. It is a process. And we have to stop cursing our process with our words.
Mm.
We have to be careful and know what season you're in. Right now, I'm not in a season of struggle right now. I know I'm in a season of an open heaven. So I have to be careful what I say, who I attach myself to, because in this season where I am now, God is doing things supernaturally in my life, and everything I speak is coming to pass.
Amen.
So I have to be very intentional about what I say, what I speak, what I want to do, what my assignment is, and mm-hmm. who I take with me, you know, to do this. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, we can't curse the process, because the process is what determines the outcome. So mm-hmm. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for everything that has happened to me. I'm grateful for the drug addiction. I'm grateful for the molestation, the rape. I'm grateful for being homeless. I'm grateful for every lie that was told to me, every mm-hmm. time I was hurt. I'm grateful for all of it, because it brought me to my now. It brought me to this moment right here.
Amen.
And so,
amen.
Yeah.
Well, how do we find you on social media, Miss Tasha?
It's still Tasha Paige Lockhart on everything. I haven't changed over yet. We're in right in the beginning stages of this branding, rebranding.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can still find me at Tasha Paige Lockhart on everything. But in a minute, it's going to be just Tasha on everything. So,
absolutely.
You know, when you got that blue check by your name, you can't just change so quick like that.
I know. They're going to look into everything.
Yeah.
Tasha, thank you so much for spending a little time with me. And I would look forward to seeing big things in your life.
Thank you, Randy. I love you so much and appreciate you. Thank you.